From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Arkansas police say the death toll from Friday's flash flood at a campsite has reached 19. Rescue crews found a body today after searching most of a 20-mile area downriver of the campground. From the Rescue Command Center in Langley, Arkansas, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports searchers are now shifting their focus.
The search has kind of been reduced to several massive debris piles. One 30 feet high and 150 feet long. These debris piles are impossible to attack. They're so big and so remote. They've got six cadaver dog teams and four more on the way, and they're going to try to search these debris piles using these dogs.
At least one other person is known to still be missing. President Obama is preparing for his fourth visit to the Gulf Coast. He'll spend Monday and Tuesday in states he hasn't yet visited since the April oil spill, Alabama, Mississippi, and Florida. The president is due to meet with BP's CEO at the White House later this week. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports he'll be calling on him to set up a special account to pay for damages.
The president has made no secret of his irritation with BP's handling of the oil spill crisis and its handling of claims. Last week, he said he did not want to see BP nickel and dime businesses having a very tough time in the wake of the disaster. The website Politico today reported that the White House expects BP to set up an escrow account to pay for outstanding damage claims. The payouts would be administered by an independent panel set up just for this purpose. According to Politico, the president intends to use his full legal authority to ensure that BP set aside necessary funds to pay people and businesses affected by the spill. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
A new report charges Pakistan's intelligence agency is closely involved in giving support to the Taliban in Afghanistan. As Larry Miller reports from London, the study concludes the support is coming from the highest levels of the Pakistani government.
A London School of Economics report strongly suggests Pakistan's military intelligence funds and trains the Taliban in Afghanistan, and that this support is the official policy of the Inter-Services Intelligence Agency. The report also claims ISI is officially represented on the Taliban's Leadership Council and has significant influence over its operations. It says Pakistan continues to give extensive support to the insurgency in terms of funding, munitions, and supplies. Information is said to have come from Taliban commanders, former Taliban ministers, and Western and Afghan security officials. It's also claimed Pakistan's president is involved. According to the report, Pakistan appears to be playing a double game of astonishing magnitude. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
This is NPR. Authorities in Utah say an oil spill near the environmentally sensitive Great Salt Lake has been contained. A pipeline in surrounding mountains broke Friday night, and nearly 700 barrels of oil leaked into a river that feeds the lake. Officials say dozens of migratory birds have already been coated by oil, and some have died. 1 hour from now, the lights will go up on Broadway's highest honors, the annual Tony Awards at New York City's Radio City Music Hall. But Broadway won't be the only star of the evening. Jeff London reports celebrity watchers will see a lot of familiar faces from the Oscars, Emmys, and Grammys.
This season, the magic formula for Broadway success was to import a star from Hollywood to appear for a limited run in a play or musical. Many of these stars are nominated for Tonys. Denzel Washington, Scarlett Johansson, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Kelsey Grammer, and Sean Hayes among them. For the first time, all the nominees for Best Musical feature rock scores. American Idiot, an adaptation of Green Day's hit album, Million Dollar Quartet, set in a recording studio and featuring the music of Elvis Presley and Jerry Lee Lewis, Fela, a biographical show about Nigerian Afrobeat musician Fela Kuti, and Memphis, an original story about an interracial couple in the 1950s, with a score by Bon Jovi's David Bryan. The Tonys will be broadcast on CBS tonight. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
In first-round play at the World Cup in South Africa today, Ghana beat Serbia 1-0, a bittersweet victory for Ghana's coach, who's Serbian, and Germany beat Australia 4-0. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.